Kim Gardner will not be stopped. We will not be stopped.
Gee, I wonder if it won't be stopped like your prosecution of the people who you accused of killing Freddie Gray up in Baltimore. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That was Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney from Baltimore, the circuit attorney, the prosecutor, whatever her title is. State's attorney, I think. I mean, you talk about it insulting the way she handled that case, accused all those police, overcharged them because of her. She was supporting the outrage in the community, not the facts, but she was prosecuting based on the outrage of the people who voted for her. That's called mob rule. That's not how our criminal justice system works, Miss Mosby. And it's also a lesson Kim Gardner refuses to learn. Let me tell you something. I want to point something out to you for all of you who only watched local news coverage of what happened here on the steps of the courthouse yesterday. When Kim Gardner gathered together a half dozen female prosecutors from around the country to support her in her allegations that she's only being opposed because of some underlying racism in the white establishment in St. Louis. This is her allegation. Go to cut number 48 for me, please.
At this point, the people are saying enough is enough. And I am a representative of the people. And my job is to make sure everyone enjoys equal justice under the laws.
No, your job is to enforce the law, not to pick and choose. So I want to read something to you. Do you think you know who was here yesterday? This is how the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is the story that I printed off here. And I know Joel Courier. And I have to wonder if Joel Courier or one of his editors wrote it this way. So they pointed out who showed up yesterday with a picture of them on the front of the article, right? Here it is. Let me read this to you. Marilyn Mosby, they quoted Marilyn Mosby, the Baltimore state's attorney. Everybody knows where Baltimore is, right? In addition to Mosby, the prosecutors who traveled to support Gardner were Diana Becton from Contra Costa County in California. Know where that is?
Nope.
Aisha Braveboy from Prince George's County, Maryland. Know where that is? Stephanie Morales from Portsmouth, Virginia. Aramis Ayala from the Orlando, Florida area. And Rachel Rollins from Suffolk County, Massachusetts. They all came here to rally against what they view as efforts by police, the courts, and the legal community to resist Gardner's agenda. Now, let me read you how that article should have read, right? Marilyn Mosby from Baltimore, Maryland, which of course has one of the highest homicide rates in the United States of U.S. big cities from 2018, the last statistics that are out. They have averaged more than 300 homicides a year for the last 4 years in Baltimore. Marilyn Mosby, criminal justice warrior. Diana Becton is not just the Contra Costa County, California prosecutor. She's the prosecutor for Oakland, California. Why not mention the city, St. Louis Post-Dispatch? It's only the eighth largest city in California, but it ranks number two in violent crime in all of the state of California. 68 violent crimes per 1,000 people. If you live in Oakland, California, you have a 1 in 7 chance of being a violent crime victim this year. Think about that. Who is Aisha Braveboy from Prince George's County, Maryland? Sounds like a lovely area. Aisha Brayboy is the county prize, the prosecutor for the suburb of Washington, D.C., that happens to be in Maryland. The crime rate in her district is 17% higher than the national average. Stephanie Morales is the prosecutor from Portsmouth, Virginia. Boy, that sounds like a pretty vanilla city, right? The violent crime rate in Portsmouth, Virginia is 297% higher than the average Virginia city. Almost 300% higher in crime rates. We know about Marilyn Mosby. Let me get to Rachel Rawlings. She's from gentle Suffolk County, Massachusetts. Why not mention that that's actually Boston, Massachusetts? Why don't we mention that in the Post-Dispatch article? The crime rate is higher than 97% of the other cities in Massachusetts. And here's what Rachel Rawlings is known for. This is something to brag about, Kim Gardner. When she got elected to office on her criminal justice reform program, she immediately named 15 low-level offenses she would no longer prosecute. So the Boston Globe went back after she was in office for a year, and what they determined was they weren't all low-level cases. They included serious bodily injury, major theft crimes, and career criminals who were let off the hook by Rachel Rawlings. Because the criminal justice platform in America is not about changing the criminal justice system. It's about ignoring the laws that you don't like and letting your criminal constituents off the hook. Just so you know, in Boston, they almost beat us last year. 2,027 violent crime victims per 100,000 residents. St. Louis beat them slightly. We had 2,082 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. These are the women who came out to defend Kim Gardner's pathetic record as the circuit attorney in the city of St. Louis. It's no wonder she hates Jeff Rorta, because he points this stuff out too. I'm probably on her list now as well. We're going to have Jeff Rorta on the program tomorrow to let him talk about Kim Gardner and what's going on with this lawsuit.